I'm so excited to meet you. I suppose people will know you as the founder of Sculpted by Amy, which is an incredible makeup brand, which I would talk to you all day about, Amy, because you're an like literally you're a huge part of my day. My day routine as I drive to work.
So nice.
I'm literally all the products, and every time I put anything up new, I'm like, I mean, do I need it? Probably not. Do I want it? Yes, 100%.
I know, it's always that tough decision that you have with yourself, that little chat in your head.
Yeah.
And the want always wins, doesn't it?
100%. 100% always wins. But you know what struck me about when I heard that you were ambassador for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon in its 40th year this year? I watch, obviously, all of your tutorials on Instagram when you talk about makeup and your passion. You're a real advocate for women and for women feeling good about themselves. And that kind of encompasses everything that the VHI Women's Mini Marathon about.
Yeah, and listen, it's lovely to hear that. I think for me personally, my journey with kind of exercise and like feeling good were like really catapulted in line with when COVID started. Mm. Probably like a lot of us where I actually had a bit more time and, you know, the social side of things died down because we couldn't really go outside our 5K kilometers. And I'm really enjoying it. Like I see so many benefits, like for my mind, my stress levels, my sleeping patterns, like the whole shebang outside of like the general kind of looking and feeling good. And I think, like, what's brilliant about the VHI Women's Mini Marathon is that, and you probably hear a lot of us say this, like, you can actually come along and walk it, jog it, run it. Like, there's no pressure, there's no major competition, which would freak me out because I'm not a professional athlete by any means. I just enjoy doing it.
You enjoy it.
Exactly.
That's the great thing, exactly as you said about that. And I've done it a few years in a row. And the very first time I did it, one of my friends is a runner. Like, she's brilliant. She goes out and she runs and she's in a running club. And I was like, I cannot go with you because I have no business being there. She's like, no. And actually, when you get there and like you go into wherever you're supposed to be, your holding area for like what, you know, whether you're going to kind of run along or you're going to jog or you're going to walk or do whatever. But the atmosphere on the day of that empowerment. And then when you get to chat to everybody, all the different women, and they talk about the charities that they're running for, it's really something special.
Yeah, I can totally imagine. I've never done anything like actual race day wise, so I'm really looking forward to it, because literally everyone talks to you about the amazing atmosphere like that on the day, and actually how, you know, if you feel like you don't have 10k in you, you do on the day because you've all the adrenaline around you and everyone's like really supportive. So I am so looking forward to it.
As you say, it's that feeling of going along. There's like a hairpin and it's kind of somewhere out by Donnybrook that you go up and you're going one way and then the women are going the opposite direction to you. So you're kind of high-fiving each other and they've already done that bit. So they're just like, come on, you got this. Yay. You know, and there's this one. We're all like, yeah, Grant. But you see, the thing that always struck me actually is that the t-shirts of that, you see the people that are running and they might have a picture on their t-shirt. They might say they're running for their mom or, you know, Breast Cancer Ireland or Laurel Ann or Jack and whatever it is. But that it feels like a real sense of purpose.
Yeah, totally. And you know, outside of even getting to race day, which obviously is getting very close, I have so enjoyed like the training and the purpose with a race ahead. So when VHI asked me to be an ambassador for the Women's Running Marathon, I was like, firstly thrilled because I really enjoy exercise, like I said, but also it's brilliant to have a plan, and that's what gets you out every week to continue running and, you know, making time for yourself to get that exercise in when arguably you could make excuses about work and God knows what else that means you can't exercise, whereas actually when you do it you feel so much better. So I've actually really enjoyed the last few weeks in the run up to it and just getting out that bit more consistently, particularly now when the evenings are brighter.
It helps, doesn't it? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Have you found it hard though? You talked about the training, I know, with the app, because it kind of just, it helps you as you go along. But I can imagine, you know, your days are really busy, Amy. Like, you're, I mean, you're running your business. I can imagine that's quite demanding just in terms of every facet of that, in terms of products and social and meetings, and then having to try and train. I know, as you said, you picked it up during COVID that you started to get out and train more. But did you notice kind of having to go, I need to go and do this today? Or is it now just kind of become part and parcel?
Yeah, I think it depends on the week. Like some weeks I'd have, you know, exercises no bother to fit in, and then some weeks it's actually near impossible and you really have to have that chat with yourself where you're like pulling yourself out of bed or you're pulling yourself out after work. But I think definitely for me the last few weeks, knowing that I have the race, I'm like, you actually have to do this because you don't want to arrive on the day and be collapsed down the end of the finish line. So if
there's
anything,
Amy,
it's
Connolly
a great
there. Look. And it does say, it's like if you see Amy Connolly say hi, Amy's just like bent over going, I'm all right.
Yeah, you might say hello and I might be mute back to you because I'm struggling to breathe, but yeah, I'll be there.
We're all in this together, Amy. We're all in this together. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on. As I said, it's this weekend. It's Sunday, the 5th of June. Fingers crossed for the weather. You can still get involved if you want to do so. If you see Amy on the date, make sure you give her a high five and say hello. And Amy, listen, thank you for coming on. Maybe someday you'll swing by again for another chat. And congratulations on your success so far, and much continued success as well.
Thank you so much. And thanks to you guys for having me on. And best of luck to anyone who's listening who's also joining me this weekend. I can't wait.